Welcome to the Monkey House. It's me, Matt Stewart. Just letting you know that me and Saran, our show, has moved. We're at the Grace Darling Hotel now at 7:15. We're in the final couple of weeks of the festival. We'd love to see you there. We had so much fun at the Chinese Museum, but now we're at a new venue. It's a pub. Let's have a beer. I'd love to see you there.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, how's it going? Just Matt here dropping in before we start the episode with fantastic guests, Jess Perkins and David Warnicki from the Do Go On podcast. But before we do, a few people have been messaging asking how they can support the show in these wild times. I thought, what better way to tell you than just tell you all at once at the start of the episode? Patreon's the best way to go about it if you want to. You can do that at patreon.com/dogoonpod. You get a bunch of stuff depending on the level you sign up on, including bonus episodes. We recently just did our first D&D campaign. None of us knew what that was before. That's me, Jess, and Dave. So you get two bonus episodes a month, as well as a heap of other rewards on there, including getting shouted out on this program. Also, you can get Primates beanies off my website, mattstewartcomedy.com/shop, maybe, but at least mattstewartcomedy.com. And there's beanies on there. I'm down to my last handful. I'm sitting next to them in my shed right now. I found a little stack last week, so they're ready to go. And also little pins if you want them. I've got quite a few pins left of my face, so why not get the double? Fantastic. I got time to do some mailing right now. I'll do it tomorrow. Get your orders in. And the last thing that I've just started doing is I've joined up to Cameo, which is this website where you pay $20 and then I say whatever you want me to say. You give me instructions or not, just give me a vague idea and then I'll send you a video message. It can be for you or for your mum or a friend or an enemy. I'll say whatever you like for $20. Basically, I can propose marriage for you, or I can tell one of your mates to fuck off, or one guy got me to tell his mum that he was sorry that their dog coughed up a condom in front of her that was his condom. That was wild. So I'll say pretty much whatever you like. Anyway, so that's there'll be a link to that in the show description, as well as my website and the Do Go On Patreon as well. But enough of all that bloody plugging, which is, you know, obviously one of my skills. I worked as a salesman for 7 years in the air conditioning industry, and I still got it, baby. Anyway, let's get on with the show. It's an absolute banger with absolute banging guests, Jess Perkins and David Warnicki. Here we go.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome to Primates, the podcast where we explore primates and popular culture from chimpanzee to chimpanzee. This week on the show, joining us back in the Monkey House from Do Go On podcast, it's Jessica Perkins and David Warnicki.
Hello!
So good to have you guys back.
Great to be here.
I don't think we've done an episode all together since we were in the UK the first time.
Since we destroyed the Jim Curry Classic. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective 1 and 2.
And then we did a Simpsons episode about King Homer.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Great triptych. The obvious one to cap off the two Jim Carrey films. Even though there is an Ace Ventura, Pet Detective Jr. or something. Did not have the guts to go there. But it's so good to have you back in. What have you been up to? Laying low?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Staying home. Yeah. That's what I've been doing. Staying home.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
See, I haven't been doing much with chimps or primates at all.
Humans, Dave. You've dealt with humans.
Yeah, I've avoided humans.
So. Oh, no, but you should do that anyway.
I have avoided them.
Yeah. Human distancing. That's fair enough.
Mm.
But can you get close to chimps?
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know if chimps can carry it. I'm not sure.
Have you seen the footage of, because like zoos and stuff aren't open, that they're just letting animals roam around the zoos looking at stuff?
Yeah, I saw the penguins getting about.
Holy shit.
One of the Aussies.
Yeah,
Aussie
the
zoos,
aquarium.
The aquarium. Yeah.
So cute.
Very cool.
What are you doing looking at other fish?
But there was this.
I know you're not a fish.
Someone commented the same, I think, and I had a similar thought. It's like, wait, is this a fun adventure, but won't this just ruin them?
Yeah.
They'd be like, wait, what the fuck is going on?
What do you mean? We're all behind Kate.
Like showing someone the Matrix and then being like, all right, now you're back in the zoo.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What?
You've taken the red pill or the blue pill, whichever one it is, but you're still in back in the normal life and you can't get out. Or maybe they will.
Maybe.
Maybe they'll
now
make
they
that
know.
Phone call and get into through the phone or whatever the Matrix does.
Mm.
Maybe. And then swoosh and swoosh out of the way of bullets.
Yes.
And then go to an oracle.
Yep.
Love the swoosh swoosh scenes.
Love swoosh swoosh.
Mr. Anderson might be around. Maybe one, maybe two, maybe more of him.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm just going to quickly Google, can chimps get COVID?
Wow. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes. And if it is a yes, it'll really bum us out.
All right. This is from Chimpanz Sanctuary Northwest, or chimp, chimpsnw.org.
Chimp chimps?
life in the time of coronavirus. This was written a few weeks ago. Many of you are likely wondering about the risk of COVID-19 coronavirus to the chimps.
We are. I mean, all three of us here are.
That's yes. Many.
This is something we are taking seriously, given our proximity to the known areas of community transmission in and around Seattle. End of sentence. While... I don't read stuff that good, and that's a lot of what I do on this podcast.
Mm.
While we don't know precisely how this virus would affect a chimpanzee, well, what am I reading this for? We are determined not to find out. Well, we're determined to find out.
Yeah.
Do they say they're determined not to find out?
I guess what they're saying is they're not going to even give them a chance to catch
it. It does sound a bit like they're going, la, 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 la. Yeah. The scientist came in and we told him to piss off.
I don't want to know.
Get out of here. Stop stressing out my chimps. We're determined not to find out. Imagine if every scientist said that. Well, there could be a cure, but we're determined not to find out.
I don't want to know what it is.
They're basically saying they're following strict hygiene and disinfection protocols, wearing gloves and masks.
Also known as glass.
I think I was trying to merge gloves and masks together there. But then they go on to say, while the humans must adapt to a new way of working, it's business as usual for the chimps.
They're not making them wash their hands for 20 seconds?
No.
Unbelievable. The chimps get away with so much.
I know. It's crazy. It's not fair. I've always said that. And people have said I'm crazy. But it's not fair.
Because I'm pretty sure that dogs can't get it.
Yeah, dogs can't.
That's a correction on last week. I think Maggie or Ben said a dog died from it. And someone tweeted at me saying that is not true. I haven't looked into it any further. I took Maggie or Ben's word for it, and now I took that tweet's word for it.
Fantastic. You were determined not to find out.
You were an easy person to influence.
Yes. Yeah, I'm very suggestible.
No, you're not.
No, you're right. I'm not.
You're right.
And I stand
I've
by
got
that.
Convictions.
Yeah. So this week we're going to be talking about another chimp, not the one that is determined not to find out. I assume the person writing that blog was also a chimp.
Sure.
Yeah. We're talking about Bubbles the chimp, quite a famous chimp, maybe even the most famous real chimp.
Okay, good clarification.
Yeah,
there,
Caesar the chimp from the Planet of the Apes reboots is probably the most. Or maybe Dr. Seuss. Or is Dr. Seuss an orangutan?
Yeah, he is, I believe.
Well, there we go. This has been suggested by four people, including Maddie Ray from Melbourne, Eleanor Rowe from Canterbury, Sophie and Dan Smith. Sophie wrote she's from Sophie. I don't know if that's a mistake or if she's just very private.
I am from Sophie.
Maybe it's just because he's on lockdown at the moment.
Yeah.
And Dan Smith from Essex, who I've met over in the UK. He used to have a great mustache. I don't want to speak for that mustache now. I think he might have gotten rid of it, which is a damn shame. I nearly always forget there is a, much like on our other podcast, Do Go On, which this week, Dave, you did a great report on Howard Hughes.
Eccentric billionaire aviator, Hollywood film producer.
It was a wild ride and an epic report. One of our longest episodes ever, I think.
Yeah, he was. He lived a life, let's just say that. Whether it's good or bad, it was crazy.
Yeah, and you got to listen to find out.
Yeah.
That came out yesterday. Much like the Do Go On hat, I've got a Primates hat for people to suggest topics into, and I nearly never thank them for doing it. So you guys reminded me to do that by your presence here. But
thank
another
you.
Thing that I've never
we
used...
We remind people to thank.
I've never used this, but on the form I've also got... you can suggest a topic and also suggest a question I ask guests.
Ah, cool.
And I've never used this before.
Great.
So two of these suggestees... wrote questions. Firstly, this is from Sophie. She wrote, monkeys or apes, pick a side.
Okay.
I don't know if she wrote it like that, but it feels like she probably did.
Apes.
Great. Dave?
I'm going to go with monkeys. I like the really little ones a lot.
Oh, fuck.
She did. Well, there's a third category that, Bop, you helped name.
Yes.
The cutie pies.
Cutie primates, yes.
She's That's cutie pie erasure, what you've just done, Sophie.
Yeah, nice one, Sophie.
I was basically thinking of the cutie pies, to be honest.
How about you go back to Sophie?
Go back to where you came from, Sophie. And Dan asked the question, if you could combine two primates to create one super primate, what would they be and why?
You can combine two.
Yeah.
Humans and gorillas.
Ooh.
Whoa.
What are you taking from each?
It's mostly gorilla, to be honest.
Yep.
But it can talk.
Oh, okay. So you've invented Gorilla Grodd.
But can he sing?
Yes, Dave. Yes, absolutely.
This is great. I feel so stupid now that I'm winding up the show that I've realized this is probably could have been the best thing about this show. And I'm only in the death throes. I'm finally getting onto it. Dave, what do you reckon?
What about the intelligence of an orangutan?
Yes.
With the horniness of a bonobo.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That is a mighty combination.
So they can work out different ways to get off.
Oh, yeah.
Clever.
That's hot.
They're
a
fucking
hot
everything.
Everything, but smartly, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're not wasting time.
Yeah. All right. Well, they're fantastic answers. Eleanor and Maddie Ray did not even put forward any questions.
That's probably smart.
Yeah, which is probably good. That section could have dragged on. I was starting to lose interest in it. Moving on. Nah, I loved it. Thank you so much. Those were great questions. So anyway, let's talk about bubbles. I've pulled up a few articles here. One from the ever-trustworthy Wikipedia. Dave, I don't know if you're familiar with this site. Jess, you probably are. It's sort of an online compendium of information and knowledge.
Right.
And people can, I think people called wikis can upload to it.
I love wikis.
Yeah, oh, they're the best. They are so knowledgeable. Those wise wikis. Okay, so a few facts here. Born April 30th, 1983. Only a few months older than me, Bubbles.
Well, wow. A few hundred years.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
Months.
I think in primates people know that.
No,
they don't. Maybe they don't.
I don't want it. What was the phrasing before? Never mind.
Yeah, that's right. On Do Go On, I'm centuries old.
But on this podcast, do you have a different age on every podcast you're on?
Yeah.
What are you on I'm getting Freddy with the boys?
Oh,
an infant?
I'm a little baby. I'm actually not even human. On that one, I'm a pygmy marmoset. Cutie boy. So born in early 1983 in Austin, Texas. This isn't fully sure, but they believe in a research facility that bred primates for animal testing. The conflicting reports disagree about how he came into Michael Jackson's possession. Have I mentioned that yet? He's famous for being Michael Jackson's pet.
No,
no, you haven't mentioned that. We
Michael
do
Jackson
know that.
Being quite a famous pop star from the maybe the 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
Basically, his claim to fame is he's from Gary, Indiana.
Oh, that's right. The Jackson 5 are all from there.
Yeah. That's the thing he's the most famous for, yeah.
Yeah, for being from that very famous
place. I entirely forgot that. That's a great fact because I'm actually wearing a Gary, Indiana t-shirt right
you
now.
You are.
Which was given to us by
Camille.
The great Camille, an actor from America.
Making it big in England town.
Yeah. Treading the boards.
Mm.
What's there, Broadway? West End.
Yeah.
West End Lager.
It's the God's Drop.
Yeah. God's Drop. I haven't heard that phrase. That's great. Oh, God's Drop. Mother's Milk. God's Drop. West End Lager. I don't think anyone's ever described it that way before. But
happy to be the first.
Yeah. The acquisition was said to have been supervised by Bob Dunn, then one of Hollywood's most famous suppliers and trainers of animals for films, photo shoots, and advertisements. Yeah, so, I mean, all of this is... it's any sort of story like this is pretty heartbreaking. A chimp is not meant to be dressed up in silly sequin outfits and...
No, but also, is that better than being in a research facility?
Yeah, there's so many tricky lines to draw, right?
Yeah, like, obviously, it's best if you're in the wild, but if you had to choose, maybe... I mean, obviously, I don't know too much about him. This story might get a lot more fucked up, but...
Yeah. You're choosing from the best of a bad bunch, but, you know, maybe... putting on some sequins. I'd love that.
Mm, if you've got to wear Michael's other glove, then so be it.
Yeah. Oh, that's where his other... Is that actually where his other glove...
I actually don't know.
That makes some sense.
Somewhere out there. Is there hundreds of left-hand or right-hand gloves that he never touched?
Put them all straight in the bin. There was a time... at one point when MC Hammer was real big, which wasn't that long. I think it was sort of a one-hit wonder. Or two-hit. He had a second hit after Can't Touch This.
Still Can't Touch
Praise
This.
Praise Me. Oh, I Like to Praise or something like that. Pray. Maybe it's called Pray. Something like that.
Pray for a second song.
And I remember he was like, I'm coming for your glove, Jacko.
Oh, honey. That's cute, isn't it?
Yeah, funny. Yeah. Bubbles was kept at the Jackson family's Encino home until 1988 when he was moved to Jackson's newly acquired Neverland Ranch. Bubbles slept in a crib in Jackson's bedroom, ate candy in the Neverland movie theater, was fed at a dining table, wore a diaper, and used Jackson's personal toilet. Why does he need the diaper then?
I just don't like seeing his butt.
Did he use Jackson's personal diaper as well? Do they share one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They both wear the same diaper. I found this article where they got that from. Is from a Sydney Morning Herald article, Sydney's own broadsheet newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Back in these days, still a very respected newspaper. In 2005, this article titled, and genuinely it is like Sydney's more respected paper. This article's titled, Monkey Business in the Loo. Now, straight off the bat, it's an ape, not a monkey.
Yeah.
Who is this journalist?
And it's a nappy, not a loo.
Come on, mate.
The article.
Just a tiny bit of research and journalistic integrity. That's all we ask.
Are you saying that this is what changed the reputation of the paper?
Yeah, this is where it all fell apart in 2005. The article says, Californian jurors today heard Michael Jackson say his pet chimps would use the same toilet he did, had good table manners, and helped clean his bedroom. In a videotaped interview shown at his child sex trial, I should read these articles before I read it.
Oh, Jesus.
Jackson described the joy... Why is he talking about this at that trial? Jackson described the joy he felt when he returned to his Neverland ranch where he keeps a variety of animals. Quote, I come home to my deer or my chimps and I can hug them. End quote.
He hugged a deer?
Yeah.
The fuck? He's going to get gored.
Oh, you're picturing like a reindeer.
Yeah.
I'm picturing Bambi.
Oh, okay.
Big eyes. So cute.
Cartoon.
Right, I'm imagining a deer that's going to just ruin him.
Yeah, right. Big antlered.
Yeah.
He goes on, they run around, help me clean the room. I guess he's not talking about the deer still.
No.
A deer clippity-clopping
around.
This is
a Disney film where little birds
putting away his little vests and waistcoats.
They help me dust, clean the window, he said. Apparently quite serious.
Michael... You've never done dusting in your life.
Yeah,
you've been a very wealthy man
as
forever.
If Michael is doing his own cleaning.
Well, he's not. The chimps and deer are.
And the housekeeper going, Michael, yes, Bubbles is very helpful, yes.
Yeah, he can't. Oh, the house is clean. Well, Bubbles must have done it.
I can only assume.
His team of 15 housekeepers are like, that chimp gets all the fucking credit.
It is unbelievable.
He said his longtime pet chimp Bubbles even used the toilet in his bedroom suite. Quote, Bubbles would go by himself, he said, confirming to the interviewer, It was the same toilet he used himself. Is that an important detail?
Why?
He didn't even have a second toilet for the chimp.
Yeah, that actually, that's the strangest thing, because Neverland Ranch, you imagine, is such a weird place. What do you mean he didn't have a chimp toilet? Michael, stop lying.
I do like the Bubble sleeps in a little crib. That's kind of cute.
Jackson indicated Bubbles also knew how to behave at the dinner table. Quote, he'd pick up the spoon and fork. Well, I already, I think know that's how not to that's not right. It's knife and fork, or spoon and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, spoon and fork maybe for pasta.
Yes, he's wrapping the bolognese.
Maybe it's for bolognese. In which case, Bubbles, I apologize.
Yeah, my goodness.
But until you show proof,
yeah,
I stand by my first statement. But Jackson's maids, who testified earlier in the trial,
who testified they never did any cleaning, it was yeah, just the chimp,
were not that impressed with the behavior of the various chimps Jackson had kept over the years. Oh, you were onto that. One of the housekeepers told how she had to clean up droppings one of the chimps hurled at the bedroom walls, and another described how a chimp called Max would tear off his diapers before crawling into Jackson's bed. Oh, that's not ideal.
That's not good.
The fading pop idol said he had once considered... Oh, that's a... They threw in a fading pop idol.
2005, thing. They called him fading.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he sort of... Yeah, I guess he... That was... He had a sort of a bit of a lull towards the end, I guess. Because he died only 4 years after this.
What?
Oh, sorry. So, spoiler, that comes later. The fading pop idol said he had once considered throwing a celebrity... This is a newspaper. Anyway, the fading pop idol said he had... The fading pop idol said he had once considered throwing a celebrity animal party for Bubbles with special guests such as fellow chimp Cheetah of Tarzan fame, Lassie, the world's most famous dog, and Benji, another silver screen canine hero.
Like the chimp was going to be like, oh my God, it's Lassie. Whoa.
Oh, so good to see you.
Michael, how did you get Lassie here? You are such a great dad.
I love you. I'll stop throwing my poo.
That is so... Oh, that chimp from Tarzan. How did you know? I've always wanted to meet him.
As on the one, it's wild that he thought about this as an idea. It's also wild that they're reporting it as it never happened. They're reporting that Michael Jackson once had a crazy idea.
Because there's other ideas that he certainly would have pulled off.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it wouldn't have been surprised if he'd done this.
Yeah.
So the fact that he thought about it. I know, it's like, oh yeah.
And I'm guessing some of them were like, would that even have been possible? And he said, quote, a lot of them are still alive today.
It's in Lassie and the Chimp.
Well, I think that puts an end to that worry, that your stupid party's not possible. No, good on you, Jacko. So that is, yeah, monkey business in the loo. Oh, I should also say, this is April. Primates' most celebrated month of the year.
Wow.
So this month, the five episodes this month are going to be on the five most voted for ape topics. So this, the listeners voted for Bubbles. It was the fifth most voted for ape topic.
Wow. There are four better topics.
Yes.
I don't believe that.
Wow.
This is number one in my books.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm offended we got asked to do number five.
Yeah, what the fuck, Matt? What the
fuck, Matt?
Are you free next week?
No.
Here's an article from more recent times, 2017. So we've skipped over the...
A long time.
The death of Michael Jackson. It's from the New Zealand Herald. And it's titled... obviously, they're all straight from the source. Bubbles the Chimp. Michael Jackson, Bubbles the Chimp Michael Jackson abandoned, lives a quiet life.
That's the title.
That's the title.
That's not too a great long. Title, yeah.
Yeah.
They've Chimp in the Loo suddenly there. Sounds great.
But also,
it wasn't Chimp though, it was Monkey Business in the Loo.
Okay, that's
what are you? What does chimp that mean?
Monkey Business.
What's this one again?
This one is Bubbles the Chimp Michael Jackson abandoned, lives a quiet life.
Surely? I'm not reading that because you've already told that's me everything that happens.
And a quiet life, that's boring. The other one should have been Jackson shares his shitter.
Yeah. Yeah, it could show him MJ, Chimp. Yeah, no, yours is good. So this article says...
We're about to hear about this chimp living a quiet life. Is
who
that cares? What this
I'm article? Not reading this.
God, give me the sexy, saucy...
Yes.
Like, bring
no,
me
this
in.
Is good. I You guys hate animals, but I'm a big animal lover. Right. In a lot of ways, I think the real animals are humans. And I think that it was pretty cruel, obviously, that he's been kept as a pet. Probably, like you said, even more cruel that if he was born into being scientificed on or researched on. Unless, of course, he was just in there reading books.
He's doing the research.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm on board with that. Smart gorilla in George of the Jungle.
Yes. Ape.
Yeah, of course.
Is that its name?
Yeah. I believe that he was invited to Bubbles' birthday party.
John Cleese was. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Michael, you got John Cleese to come here. This is amazing.
He voices my favorite ape.
So the article, I'll read it now, and I'll link to all these if people want to read them in their own time without interruptions. With no public to please, he gets up when he wants nowadays, taking a leisurely stroll around his grounds with companions who haven't a clue that he used to be a superstar. There are no fans to see the toll the years have taken, the grey beard on his chin and the small bald spot just above his brow. Rarely has a show business legend managed to slip so easily into blissful obscurity. His greatest exertion nowadays? The odd bit of painting.
Oh, I love painting. That. Oh,
he's
Bubbles.
Retired and now he's painting.
Big time.
Love that.
When a few weeks ago, 5 abstract works by an artist known as Bubbles sold for nearly £3,000 at an art gallery in Miami, many were shocked to discover the painters was Bubbles of Michael Jackson fame.
Wow.
So he's like they.
So someone bought it without knowing.
That's amazing.
Surely that would increase the value.
Yeah. Surely they told they that was.
Do you know who painted that? No. Bubbles. What? What? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm tearing up this check and I'm writing you another and I'm doubling it. Nay, tripling it.
What? I mean, why are you selling an anonymous chimp art?
We knew it was by Bubbles. I thought it was different Bubbles.
A French artist, I assumed.
Contrary to rumours, the ape wasn't long dead. Preserved in formaldehyde by a German doctor. That's a rumor. That's rumors that have gone around.
Popular.
We've all heard it. All heard the rumor.
It was the talk at the pub.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about
monkey
it.
Monkey business in formaldehyde.
8 years after Jackson's death and nearly 3 decades after the King of Pop parted, King of Pop there in inverted commas, parted company with his once inseparable companion. The world's most famous chimpanzee is very much alive and well, living out of the public gaze in genteel retirement in Florida.
Hmm.
So he was only with Michael for a few years then, it sounds like, because he's been 30 years out, which would be the 80s.
Right.
He's born in 83 and this article's about
2017. Oh, that's right. No, I think it was, when in 88, you know, chimps, like lions and tigers, as we've seen, or just... And I've been watching Tiger King. The cubs, they make a lot of money, these sort of dodgy zoos. And then when they're older, they get dangerous and they either quietly kill them or try and sell them off or whatever.
Right,
or they have to go to sanctuaries.
Chimps
are kind of similar. They get very violent when they, I think, hit puberty or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Because can't they like literally rip your arms
They're so
off?
Strong, yeah. And they get a lot more aggressive. Because they're not meant to be, you know, sleeping in beds with pop stars and wearing satin clothes or whatever.
Yeah. Not meant to be shitting in Michael Jackson's
No,
toilet.
They're meant to be out in the bloody jungle. Or not the jungle.
Shitting wherever they want.
They're meant to be out in the amongst the trees with their friends.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Nobody has asked him to do the moonwalk. Oh, so this journalist is a bit funny as well. Nobody has asked him to do the moonwalk, bracket, Jackson's famous backwards shuffle.
Who doesn't know that?
And also, did the chimp ever do the fucking moonwalk?
I don't think
no,
I don't
so
think
so. Why are you bringing it up?
No one's asked him to sing Thriller. Who has?
Gone are the absurd showbiz trappings. A private bathroom, a wardrobe of glittering outfits, walk on roles in pop videos, and a place at the dining table with the Jackson family.
Well, they haven't done their research because he didn't have a private bathroom. He shared his shitter with Michael.
So, do your research, yeah. New Zealand
Come on,
Herald.
Wear like monkey business in the loo, please.
Yeah, read the Sydney Morning read Herald. It. Shared the shitter. Subtitled, Monkey Business in the Loo. Bracket, not strictly accurate because yeah. It's an ape. There were no Hollywood comforts when he moved in 2005 to his current home, the Centre for Great Apes, which... a recurring guest on this show, one of the listeners' favourite guests, Erica Fleury from NAPSA, the North American Primate Sanctuary Alliance. It's one of their NAPSA-approved sanctuaries.
Oh, wow. Has she ever met Bubbles?
I don't know. So, I only learnt this today. So, she's going to be on the show coming up sometime soon before we go on hiatus. And I will have to ask her then. Mm. So, yeah, so that's kind of cool. So, the fact that it's a NAPSA sanctuary means it's legit.
No yeah, right.
Visitors, it's not open to the public. It's all about the care of the animals. I've learned a lot about this from talking to Erica.
Yeah, that's great.
So, unlike in Tiger King,
yep.
The supposed sort of animal-friendly centre is still for profit and making yep. heaps of money.
And there's still tigers in cages.
Tiny-looking cages. So. Yep. All the NAPSA ones are much bigger and all, as you know. So they run at a huge loss and depend on benefactors.
Yeah,
rich
wow.
people coming in. Because they, you know, they're not selling tickets. So, there were no Hollywood comforts when he moved in 2005 to his current home, the Centre for Great Apes, a private sanctuary in Wachala, a remote, heavily forested corner of Florida. Shockingly, the super rich Jackson never gave the sanctuary's cash-strapped staff a penny, nor a banana, still making jokes.
Oh, my
here,
God, stop.
Towards Bubbles' upkeep, let alone ever visited him. Oh, that's interesting, because I read another article that says that they're still paying. I'll finish by reading the Centre for Great Apes article about him, which is briefer, but I'm pretty sure they say the opposite of that. Huh. Anyway, admittedly, the late singer's estate... Oh, no, sorry. Just read the next paragraph.
Just tell us about the bananas, mate.
Admittedly, the late singer's estate now sends some money every year and his fans post occasional gifts such as blankets emblazoned with Jackson's face. He doesn't want to see that, does he? But the cuddly primate, who was once dressed in identical outfits to the superstar, I hate how this article's written, he's now a full-grown alpha male chimpanzee. He's not a cuddly primate.
He's there because he will literally kill a human. If you shared a room with him.
Read a book, New Zealand Herald, please. He's a chimp for life, says Patty Reagan, the sanctuary's founder. That's... No, yeah. Sorry. He has a chimp life. Very
that,
different.
That makes... That's the best thing this article's written and they didn't even write it.
He's a chimp for life.
Damn right.
Yep.
Yep. he loves to paint. More than that, he loves to play with the other chimps. He particularly loves water. He adores playing with the hose or with the sprinklers in summer. Indeed, the impish ape often likes to take mouthfuls of water to spit at visitors. Age 34, now 36. What? This article's a couple of years old. And weighing in 12 and a half stone. Any idea what that means, Dave?
I don't know. Stone.
Was it like 4 or something?
Stones are small, right? They're not as big as rocks. 12 and a half. But bigger than pebbles.
Yeah, so it's not pebbles.
No.
Dave, you look it up.
Bubbles is the dominant male in a group of 7 chimps, 3 males, 4 females. His best friend, Ripley, grooms Bubbles' fur and is his ally whenever squabbles break out. The group sleep in an 8-room night house on blankets, pine needles and hay. Their diet is fruit and vegetables, Bubbles likes mangoes best, as well as protein biscuits. Gone are the days when he had access to the Jackson family freezer and gorged himself on Haagen-Dazs ice cream.
Oh my God, you shouldn't be giving a chimp that.
Yeah, I don't think they get that in their natural habitat.
Then they get Haagen-Dazs?
Haagen-Dazs. Do you know this about Haagen-Dazs? It's just a gibberish name. It's an American company that's tried to like give a Danish sounding name.
For real? I did not know that.
Yeah, isn't it a wild fact?
Wow.
Haagen-Dazs. I'm I'm pretty sure that's true.
Did you figure out
the fact
what
that
stone
Dave
is?
Doesn't know that makes me doubt that that's a true fact.
Dave, did you Google what stone
is? Yeah, so it's 12 and a half stone is about 80 kilos.
Right, so heavier than me. Heavier than all of us, probably.
Yeah, so it's one stone is 6.3 kilos.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, you'll never believe me now because I was going to say seven. I had a feeling there's seven.
You got it.
But I didn't say it out loud ahead of time.
You know,
I believe
stones.
You. I never back myself.
You got to back yourself in. Lean in. Back yourself.
Such an idiot.
With Jacko, he always flew first class, went on world tours and made solo appearances on TV chat shows. Made solo appearances.
Why?
On TV chat shows.
What for? What did he do? How did they chat to him?
I don't understand. What's happening here?
That's crazy.
Bubbles had his own nanny and slept in pyjamas in a cot beside Jackson's bed. Of course, animal rights campaigners wouldn't tolerate any of this now, but that was the 80s when such issues were not so controversial. Bubbles is going nowhere today, first class or otherwise.
Brutal.
His
painting's
taking off.
Your career has really stalled.
Here's one of his paintings. It, you know, it looks like a toddler sort of
It looks like
finger painting.
I believe a chimp did that.
Someone paid £3,000 for that without knowing it was Bubbles the chimp.
I reckon they knew something.
They are an idiot.
Yeah, I have a funny feeling they might have known.
Unless maybe are they doing it for charity, like for the center? Do they get the money?
Oh,
maybe someone.
Surely,
maybe someone thought they were supporting the center. They're like, yeah, okay, have my money.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's still like a bit of color on your wall, maybe.
Yeah.
Put it in the shitter.
Yeah, put it in the shitter.
MJ shitter.
Do you say shitter normally?
No, I'm using it for comedic effect because it sounds funny.
It was an alliterative on.
Yeah.
What was it?
Shazzy shitter.
Shazzy shitter. It's very good.
I don't usually say shitter. I'm not that
crass.
No.
I call it the dumper.
Oh, the big dumper.
He will spend his remaining years amongst this group of former circus and entertainment industry chimps and orangutans.
Oh, if they could talk.
But that's what we hold over them.
Imagine
the ability
their
to
end
speak.
Of year show.
Yeah. They'd be saying some funny stuff.
The goss they would have.
Having spent time in captivity, none can be released into the wild as they wouldn't survive. Bubbles could live for many more years. Indeed, the oldest chimp in the center is 58.
Wow.
Miss Reagan describes Bubbles as brawny but tender. Yeah, get a man who can do both. The only clue to his former life seems to be a strong dislike for being photographed. If he's really displeased, he will throw sand at anyone with a camera. Bubbles didn't have glamorous beginnings. Born in 1983 at a biomedical laboratory in Texas, as we mentioned before, he was sold at 8 months to Jackson, who had him trained by renowned Hollywood ape trainer Bob Dunn. Bob Dunn, if he's come up on this show before, he might have been involved, I think, in the what was his name? Secret Chimp, Undercover Chimp. Did an episode about.
Oh, yeah.
What's his fucking name? Chimp, Secret Chimp. Doesn't matter. The episode with Tony Martin and Josh Earl from way back. Jackson, then 24 and at the height of his fame, moved Bubbles in with him at the Jackson family compound in Encino, California, plunging the hapless baby chimp into the first family of Pop's bizarre existence. Crossing some stuff we've already talked about now. The conventional view was that Jackson turned to animals, and particularly Bubbles, for comfort, companionship, and unconditional love after a tough childhood at the hands of his abusive father / manager, Joe Jackson. In 1987, Bubbles appeared in the singer's video for his single Leave Me Alone and sat in on the recording of Jackson's Bad album.
Sat in on the recording?
Sat in, being like...
Peter, one headphone
more
on.
More bass.
He just, every now and then, he'd just lean over and turn up a dial.
Yeah. And it was actually the secret to his sound.
Fired Quincy Jones and got the chip.
He was the one that had the idea to get Eddie Van Halen in to do the solo.
It's such a great solo.
Great
solo.
Chaperoned by trainer Bob Dunn, he flew with Jackson around the world, quarantine rules permitting, for much of the marathon album tour. Although geez, that would have been confusing. Is he stowed with the luggage?
No, he said he flew first class.
Right.
But I imagine that Michael had his own plane.
Right.
Yeah, at that true. Because otherwise, how could you let that happen?
Yeah.
It's just on a Virgin flight. It gets on with his chimp.
Oh, Mr. Bubble's right this way.
Honestly, I'd be a little upset if I was.
I'd be like, can I have his meal?
Please.
He's not going to eat it.
He just wants Haagen-Dazs.
He got his name from loving champagne. Although Jackson claimed he taught Bubbles to do the moonwalk, Mr. Dunn later admitted he did. So he did learn the moonwalk.
I feel silly.
Taught by Mr. Dunn. Indeed, the trainer was clearly responsible for teaching Bubbles to do tricks. A favourite with audiences was theatrically blocking his ears with his fingers at the mention of heavy metal music. That's weird. That's a good trick. That's a good bit. Significantly, Mr. Dunn said Bubbles was occasionally scared by the scale of crowds. However, chimps grow up fast, and eventually it was impractical for the once cute Bubbles to live in the Jackson suburban house. Animal experts were sought for advice, and Michael's sister Latoya, who's probably got the best of all the Jackson family names, right?
Janet. Maybe. That's pretty great.
Tito.
Oh, no, you're right. Tito. Tito, Latoya, they're all very good.
Janet.
Latoya means the Toya in French. Or
sorry.
Italian, sorry.
Third time. Janet,
yes.
That's a good one.
That's a pretty fantastic. Basic name, though, right? Janet,
yes,
and
but
Michael.
Janet Jackson.
Yeah, together, yeah, JJ together. Is good.
Yeah, that is true.
Alliteration.
Jermaine Jackson.
Okay.
But Tito. Hey, Tito.
Tito's fantastic. Michael's probably the dullest name there.
And yet he was the biggest one.
So it says
it gives hope to us other dull people.
David.
Animal experts were sought for advice, and Michael's sister Latoya said they were, quote, highly disturbed at the way he was being treated. Bubbles was fortunate. He went to be put in the care of Mr. Dunn. And so by the time Jackson moved to his 2,700-acre Neverland Ranch in 1988, Bubbles was no longer living with him. However, that did not stop ludicrous claims that when the actress Elizabeth Taylor married for the seventh and last time to construction worker Larry Fortensky at the ranch in 1991, Bubbles was the ring bearer. Yeah, that is a ludicrous claim.
That is absolutely insane. What are you even thinking?
That is too wild to happen in this story. Occasionally, the chimp would be taken to visit Jackson when the singer requested. But he had children by then, and Bubbles was too dangerous to have around a young family. And so Bubbles' days on the A-list were over. Till obviously his painting career took him back to the top.
Yeah.
Back to the D-list.
As Jackson's career nosedived, oh my God, I don't remember this nosedive. I thought he was always kind of big.
Yeah, right? I mean, his songs have always been popular.
Just got to finish sentences. As Jackson's career nosedived amid a string of sordid legal cases over his deeply worrying relationships with young children, he admitted to interviewer Martin Bashir in 2003 that the chimp was no longer part of his life because he had become, quote, too aggressive. That same year, it was distressingly reported the chimp had even tried to kill himself. Jeez. Despite this, Bubbles was in good hands with Mr. Dunn. Indeed, there have been reports that other apes dumped after careers in show business are put down or sold to medical research companies. Yeah, that's a big problem. So that's a really tricky thing with which Eric has talked about in the past, is they've really got to encourage people to take on the apes, but they need so much money. So without the money, they can't look after them.
Mm.
So they often end up in, you know, other bad scenarios. Real brutal world. But so on the last time Erica was on, she told us that they're coming. I think it's already happened or is about to happen, the last ever chimp to be in a Hollywood film.
Really?
Yeah. So that's not going to happen anymore, which is kind of cool. There's a long way to go with a lot of other things, but it's a huge development.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I had no idea about that.
Yeah, real cool. I guess it's, a lot of people working towards that.
Wow.
A few years later, his trainer decided to hand him to Patty Reagan as the most famous resident at her Florida sanctuary. Bubbles became part of a family once again. And this time, it wasn't composed of the venal publicity crazed Jacksons.
Oh my god.
She's laying the slipper in New Zealand.
Yeah, means like money hungry.
But right. Also, Bubbles hasn't been around other chimps.
Yeah.
Oh, so this would be a real adjustment.
Yeah. I wonder.
Not maybe, you know, small groups perhaps, but not heaps.
Yeah, and not where it's just you're just hanging out with them and you're not.
And you don't have to do anything.
Having your schedule moved around, flying.
That's fantastic.
You know? Sometimes you can't get the Häagen-Dazs. It's just absolutely infuriating.
Sometimes you have way too much Häagen-Dazs.
Yeah. It's one or the other, isn't it? When it rains, it pours.
Yeah. And other times, drought.
Yeah. Nothing in between. Can't we just get some sort of consistent Häagen-Dazs rain?
Just like one every night. Just a little bit every night.
Just a little bit. One little tub.
One tiny tub.
One tiny tub. I just want a bit of banana nut. You probably would have loved the banana nut.
Oh, yeah, I reckon.
But that wasn't Häagen-Dazs. That was, of course, famously made by someone else.
Ben and or Jerry.
Instead, his family comprised of other apes. Miss Reagan says that having mixed only with a single male chimp while living with Mr. Dunn, Bubbles was very shy at first and was particularly nervous with female chimps. Aww. Dave, is that sounding
familiar?
Yeah,
you get that, Dave? Nervous around female chimps?
Yeah, I'm nervous with female chimps, you're right. I'm like, holy shit, this thing has the power to rip my arms off.
And she's kind of cute.
Someone pass her number.
His password note says, do you like me? Tick yes or no.
As with other former pet chimps, he had to be taught how to socialize with his own kind, learning how to greet and groom others. Dave, you could take a few notes there.
I know how to greet.
You know how to greet and groom yourself, but I've never seen you groom anyone else.
It is cute how he greets himself every day, though, isn't it?
Hi, Dave.
Good morning.
See, at first, because we've been on tour together, obviously, at first I thought Dave was yelling out good morning to you and I.
Yeah.
But then I witnessed him one morning looking in the mirror and saying, good morning, Dave, and giving little smooches.
He does, and then he does that twirl, click, and point.
Yeah.
That is actually true.
His signature move.
Yeah. I also groom myself. Took you a while to realize I was doing that for me, not for you. You thought I was grooming you in the morning. Whoa.
I did think you were grooming me in the morning.
Yeah, picking little bugs off your back.
Yeah. Then I left the house one day and I was like, why is my hair and makeup a mess? Dave hasn't done it. Outrageous.
So he's had to be taught how to socialize with his own kind, learning how to greet and groom others, to make up after fights and to share food.
That is so sad.
Bubbles had a lot of growing up to do.
Oh, it's sad that he's missed all that.
Yeah. But I guess he's never too late.
No, that's right.
The sanctuary can't afford to care for baby chimps, so all males are given a vasectomy. Although, of course, that doesn't curtail their sex life. Oh, well, there we go. There's the sealed
Bubbles
section. Bubbles has a number of females that he likes, says Miss Reagan diplomatically. I think in between, well, I think doesn't say it, but she was winking and she said that.
Oh, wow. Is he a sex machine?
Well, it sounds like it.
Bubbles is a slut.
And nothing wrong with that.
No, I love it. We've reclaimed the word.
Yeah, Bubbles reclaimed it.
Maybe chimps are orangutans mixed with bonobos.
Yeah.
Smart but horny.
And angry, which is what being smart and horny makes you, probably. I haven't been either for years. I don't know what that means.
Have you lost your intelligence with your horniness?
Yeah, it's all gone.
Yeah.
Me dumb.
Jackson reportedly wanted to visit Bubbles in 2005, but never did. He may have had been busy or perhaps feared the reunion would be too emotional. Why are you putting thoughts in the dead Michael Jackson's head? That's such a weird paragraph.
That's so dumb.
And I regret reading it out. This article seems to keep going and going. But at least he could have offered some money to the centre, which relies entirely on public donations. Jackson's death from a drugs overdose in 2009 and the subsequent fascination with the more bizarre aspects of his life inevitably meant people wondered what had happened to Bubbles. Many assumed he would have a role at the singer's funeral, perhaps even dressed as a pallbearer. Dressed
Who
as a pallbearer?
So in a suit.
But, like, because he's shorter than everyone else, would he just be hanging off the coffin?
Adding extra weight.
Whilst they
12 stone of weight or whatever it was.
He weighed more than probably Michael.
Or he just maybe just, he could just lift the whole thing himself. In fact, on the day Jackson was buried, his once constant companion was 3,000 miles away in Florida, sitting in a tree listening to what animal park staff described as calming flute music.
That's nice.
Did they put it on or did he put it on?
Oh, no, that was just in his little record room.
That was one of the other chimps was playing it live.
And Bubbles was like, ooh, I'm going to go check that out.
Oh, I'm so, hello, drifting off here.
God, I love being a chimp.
Is it like why people don't understand how ethical sanctuaries work if they think they're going to fly him over to dress up for a funeral?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, everything's very humane here. Yeah, yeah, he can pop over. He can pop over and
what do you
wear
want him
a funny, funny little hat, if you like.
A little wardrobe of outfits for him, obviously.
They said he wasn't invited to the funeral. Oh, hang on.
Oh,
that
my
That changes
God.
Things.
What?
Wasn't he didn't want to go, wasn't invited.
Not invited.
That was a good thing, as it was better he wasn't plunged back into the showbiz world. You know, the showbiz world of funerals. Very glitzy, very glamoury. Other rumours suggested that Jackson left his money in his will for Bubbles, but the sanctuary said Michael always maintained ownership of Bubbles, as he was his first and favourite chimpanzee, and he considered him as a son.
Right, did he dangle this chimp
off a
balcony?
I mean, Michael had children.
And as most... fathers and mothers do. They own.
Yes.
They maintain ownership.
And send
of
them
their
to
sons.
Sanctuaries.
Yes.
But once again, Michael had children.
Yeah. Blanket.
I don't know how I'd feel
Paris,
about being
balcony
on the same,
is that the same kid?
Same level in my father's eyes as a chimp.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Hmm. I reckon if your dad was Michael Jackson, you'd take it.
Yeah, you'd be like, well.
Yeah.
Whatever, my dad's
this,
Michael
that's
Jackson.
That's my line.
This isn't even in the top 100 weirdest things that he's ever done.
Goes on to say, but he didn't include him in his will. We still must raise funds from our supporters to provide care for Bubbles. Oh, that is fucking, that's fucked.
He didn't leave anything for him?
I think of him as my son and I've also cut him off. Sure, he could, like, yeah. It would take a fraction of his cash to, he owned the Beatles discography for a while, didn't he? Didn't he own their song?
Yeah, the publishing rights, yeah.
Although, yeah, he hit trouble with cash, I think, as well. Anyway. However, Miss Reagan says Jackson's multi-million dollar estate has since helped out, though it pays less than half of his annual £16,000 upkeep. I don't know why. The New Zealand Herald is quoting English pounds
for an American
sanctuary. she says she's deliberately never shown Bubbles any photos of Jackson. I guess that means all the fans' blankets with his face on it don't make it to him, fearing how he might react. She worries that the memory might make him depressed. Aww. This fear is supported by chimp experts in view of the fact that Jackson was the ape's mother figure. But perhaps it might set off bad memories for other reasons. For there have been persistent claims over the years that Bubbles was abused during the Jackson years. Oh, I've heard this alluded to, but I didn't know what it was about. The respected British primatologist Jane Goodall visited Neverland and has said the chimp was beaten, although she never accused Jackson of doing it himself. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's awful.
Yet LaToya's ex-husband Jack Gordon alleged he once saw the singer, quote, punch Bubbles in the face, kick him in the stomach. He added, Michael used to say, he doesn't feel it. He's a chimpanzee. I have to discipline him. Oh.
Oh.
God.
I don't think you do have to discipline him. I think he should be elsewhere.
He's a billionaire, right? At least a multi-millionaire. Mm. Ugh, this story has been a roller coaster.
I'm starting to think that Michael Jackson might not be a nice person.
I'm actually agreeing with you.
Wow.
I've heard a few things and they're starting to add up that I'm kind of a bad guy.
I don't want to jump to any conclusions.
Okay.
So I'm going to wait for more evidence.
All right.
But my inkling is that he's bad. He's bad. He's really, really bad.
Okay. Jess, is
that's my opinion.
If that, wait, if Jess, if LaToya's ex-husband's opinion isn't enough, if Dave's opinion isn't enough, what about singer Sheryl Crow?
I'm listening.
Singer of the best Bond theme. Tomorrow
All
Never
I
Dies.
Wanna do is have some fun. I got a feeling
I'm not the only one. All I wanna do.
That was a real fun Bond film where he just had pool parties.
Oh, it was the
Does she
a good
do
time.
If it makes you happy?
I don't think so.
Who's that?
I feel like
I have that on my phone. I sing it all the time.
Linda Ronstadt. If it, I'm typing with one hand here. Don't ask me what the other one's doing. It's holding the mic. Makes you happy. Oh, you're right. That is a Sheryl Crow from 1996.
That's a good one.
So she's a two-hit wonder.
Plus Tomorrow Never Dies.
Oh, three-hit wonder. And actually, there's another one. What's her other song that's quite big? She was the singer from The Kingsmen. Is that what that band was? I think there was another real big... So she's actually... She's, you know, quite...
Well, what did Cheryl have to say about all this?
I just got to quickly find this other song. It'll kill me. All I want to do, if it makes you happy. All right, no, that is all it is. Every day is a winding road.
Yeah, that's all right.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Anyway, back to what it. Now that we've got her credentials.
Yes.
Now we can hear her opinion. She had some hit songs.
What does she reckon?
And the singer Sheryl Crow recalled that while performing on Jackson's 1987 Bad Tour, and that's not what it was called, that's how she described it, she saw him poke the chimp with a ballpoint pen when he occasionally got out of control. Ugh.
I think a poke is better than a punch in the face, as was alleged.
With a ballpoint
before.
Pen, that'd pierce skin.
No, it wouldn't. A pen.
Ballpoint pen.
What's... I mean, it's a pen.
That's pretty pointy.
Okay. Yeah, no, you make
a good
point.
How hard's the point poke?
Yeah, true.
Why
okay.
do you... Okay.
I'm not defending anyone. I'm just saying getting punched in the face or kicked in the stomach might be worse than a poke. I'm not saying you should poke.
Okay, well, this sounds more positive. Although Miss Reagan, who started the sanctuary, abhors apes being kept as pets. She says there is no sign Bubbles was ever abused. Quote, I wasn't there, but think he was very much loved because he has a very sweet nature.
Oh, that's good.
Despite all the fuss they used to make of Bubbles, surviving members of the Jackson family have only once bothered to visit him in Florida.
Was it Tito?
In 2010, less than a year after her brother's death, LaToya went for a TV documentary.
Oh, of course.
The cameras are rolling. I'll be there.
How much are we getting paid for this? Okay.
Embarrassingly, in front of the cameras, she broke down in tears, wailing, I want to kiss and hug you, but I know I can't because you're so huge.
I love that they've also put embarrassingly.
They don't even give us a chance to make that observation ourselves.
I thought it was embarrassingly, the chimp like ignored her or something.
Yeah, flung shit at her.
She said, I love you. And it was so embarrassing.
I thought it was going to be embarrassingly, she spoke to the wrong chimp. Yeah. Bubbles, so good to see you, Booby.
Bubbles, my
Booby
old
would
friend.
Be a great nickname for Bubbles.
Booby.
But that is so, so good. Embarrassingly, she broke down.
She tried to coax a reaction out of him, saying through a metal fence, Hi, Bubbles, do you remember me? That is embarrassing.
That's so embarrassing.
Lay LaToya, back off. He's moved on.
Oh, my God. You're being real clingy right now.
And you know he hates cameras. He throws sand at him.
Stop it.
So it's quite offensive that you brought... That's how you came to reunite, bringing someone with a camera?
It's almost like you had ulterior motives.
Yeah, it's like you may as well spit in his face, throw feces at him.
Do you remember back when we did our Do One episode, we had to pick a conspiracy theory? We did one. It was like conspiracy
yes,
theories.
This?
What episode?
It was. We did it live in Sydney at Giant Dwarf. And we did a
conspiracy
theory.
Oh, yes.
One of the ones that I wanted to do, but sadly there weren't enough info on it, was the conspiracy
theory. There
weren't
enough info on it.
There weren't enough. The conspiracy theory that LaToya Jackson and Michael Jackson are the same person. It was like, because they look similar and they've never been
siblings.
They've never been seen in the same room, but then they have been seen in the same room several times.
Yeah, I would have thought that would happen
it
quite
was
a lot.
Immediately debunked, but it would have been pretty good.
Is that the one where I did the, was it the Denver, Denver Airport,
yeah.
With the big Blucifer, the horse.
Yeah, that's right.
And that was a conspiracy theory. Or was it? Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, the conspiracy theory was that it was a cover for some sort of like a hellmouth or something.
Yeah,
oh, a government
that's right.
base. Yeah, that's right.
Underground.
So. Oh, that's a hot tip. Listen to that episode. That, what would that have been, episode 150 or something?
Yeah, it would have been a...
Something like that.
A milestone.
Sorry, we're getting real close to the end of this article here. They had last seen each other 20 years previously.
Oh, my God.
So she said, "Hi, Bubbles, do you remember me?" And he did not react. At least he didn't spit water at her. I mean, stay classy, Bubbles.
That would have been embarrassing.
Take the high road.
Honestly, a lesser chimp would have.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have held anything against him.
No, I would have been like, brother.
Yeah.
Brother, Bubbles.
The encounter was reminiscent of the days when Michael had wanted to make Bubbles speak and asked doctors if it was possible to give him an operation to alter his vocal cords.
No, he didn't.
That Michael? Can't be true. The star wanted to know what his best friend was really thinking.
Oh, my God.
It would have been, help me. Help
Let me.
Me
be
Send
free.
Me free. Yeah. I don't think he would have wanted to know what he was really thinking. If they could converse now, however, one wonders whether the long-suffering chimp would have many kind words or thoughts for the man who turned him into a show business clown.
Aww.
Damning finale. What a roller coaster of an article. There's like some sort of little attempts at jokes.
We laughed, there, we right? cried. Well, yeah. We didn't laugh at their jokes. We laughed at other things. yeah. Wow.
Real roller coaster.
That's so funny that she's like, "Do you remember me?" No, why would he?
Why would anyone remember you? We don't know. Even your brothers and sisters don't remember you, LaToya.
I have no idea what she looks like.
She honestly does look a lot like Michael.
Like a LaToya?
Post-surgery.
Really? Yeah. Can you show me?
I think she's had a similar work done, though she'd deny it.
Tell you what, she'd bloody deny it, eh?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm just looking at this. Oh, yeah, can I...
That's her on the left.
Oh, yeah. It's almost she's trying to look...
Yeah, like the similar like nose and cheeks sort of stuff happening that Michael had towards the end.
Oh, that's interesting. You set a trend in your own family for plastic surgery.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because Janet kind of went that way a bit as well, didn't she?
What was Michael's reasoning for the plastic surgery?
He wanted to look hot.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he sort of... Like a lot of people who do it, and it was working for a little bit, and then you just...
Yeah,
flew too close to the sun and melted.
You made yourself chuckle there. That was very cute.
You know, when you start a sentence and you realize, like often, you see me on these podcasts do it all the time. I start one and I don't know how to end it. That one just presented itself with a little punchline there and that made me feel good.
Well done, sir. Well done.
So there's a little article here at centerforgreatapes.org and I think it would just be... retreading old ground, actually. But it does say that Jackson always maintained ownership of Bubbles, his first and favourite chimpanzee, who he treated like a son. After his death, Michael Jackson's estate has continued to support the annual care costs for Bubbles at the sanctuary. They say it a bit more diplomatically than the article, but I'm guessing that's because they're paying some money. They're not going to be like, these cheap asses don't even
barely
pay his
even
whole
cover
thing.
Half, yeah.
As an 185-pound, 4.5-foot adult male, Bubbles is now the dominant male in a group of chimpanzees that includes his best friend Ripley, adult females Oopsie, Bomber, Jesse,
Oopsie,
Oopsie, Kodua, and the juvenile Striker.
Oopsie!
Oopsie.
That's the best. Dave, can you change... No, actually, don't. I was going to say change my name in the group chat to Oopsie, but my current name is way better.
Here's a nice little bit to finish maybe. Balancing out, so he has some defensive moments like when even the caregivers try to take a photo, he'll turn his back if he sees a camera and will occasionally spit water at people when annoyed about cameras and is able to throw sand with amazing accuracy.
That's cute.
Balancing out those defensive moments... is Bubbles' soft and sweet side. He treats all the young chimpanzees at the center, especially Striker, with amazing gentleness and affection. When Striker was a baby, we often saw him riding around on a happy Bubbles' back.
Oh,
that's so nice.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, it looks like... So, if it on the off chance there are any super wealthy people who listen to this show, there is a button you can click to adopt him, basically. Costs 20 grand a year to care for one of the apes. And you can, yeah, you can chip in if you want to.
Wow. I didn't realize they had such long lifespans.
Yeah, I think much longer in captivity, I believe, because they do live in pretty... Like, if you're the alpha out in the wild, I think it's sort of a matter of time before one of the younger guys comes up and takes the place by force. I'm obviously only an amateur primatologist.
Of course.
But I believe that to be the case.
Yeah, right. But still, I wouldn't have guessed, you know, 50 plus years.
No,
I wouldn't have thought that. I would have thought maybe like 20, 30.
Yes.
You know? That's crazy.
Well, you might not know this, but Andy Matthews, some sort of scientist on the first episode, told us that we share something like 98% DNA with chimpanzees. Mm. How much of yourself do you see in Bubbles the Chimp? You know, from what you've learnt today, what are the kind of aspects 45%. You see?
45%.
And why would that be?
Well, obviously, I love the razzle dazzle, obviously. I love to wear sequins.
I think that it's more than 45%.
What do you reckon?
Because you love sequins so much.
I do love sequins.
It's all you wear.
Well, what would you say percentage-wise?
I would say for me...
I shit in toilets.
Oh, that was my main motive for saying.
Yeah.
I think I'm 80%. I'm also terrified of Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
just like
okay.
This chimp probably was. So I think probably 80% for me, Matt.
80%, that's high.
And you reckon higher for me as well.
Wow. Well, no, I can't put words in your
mouth. No, but I want your honesty here.
I think of myself as an artiste. I reckon finger painting of mine should fetch 3,000 pounds. And that's the only currency that I would accept, especially as an Australian. And
selling your painting in America
via a New Zealand
deal.
Awesome. So yeah, I think I like Bubbles a lot more after reading about this. He was like, I mean, he was a sort of just a joke. He'd come up. He's like a joke reference.
Yeah,
sort of to make fun of Michael Jackson, but you know they used him as the vessel to do that.
And just
that.
The name is so, you know.
Yeah, it's so silly. Yeah, not like oopsie.
Oh, it's so cute. See,
bloody adorable. Yeah, we normally give a banana score, but I don't know how you do that for a chimpanzee's
life.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel right.
Doesn't feel right. Priceless.
I don't feel comfortable with
that. Yeah, as many bananas as he wants.
Yeah, and needs.
Yeah,
forever.
And the last thing we like to do on this show is thank a few patrons. You can support us, the three of us, on patreon.com/dogoon and all our various podcast projects, mainly the Do Go On podcast, which is what started all this. That's why the website is patreon.com/dogoonpod. But also this one, Primates, as well as Dave, your podcast, Book Cheat. What was the most recent Book Cheat about?
Oh, I just put one out.
With Jess, wasn't it? With the Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yes, Breakfast at Tiffany's from Truman Capote with Jess Perkins and Jack Drews as guests. A lot of fun on that one.
And if you're not familiar with the concept, it's basically Dave reads the classic novel so you don't have to, or play sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. And I take you through the classic, give you a bit of plot summary, some of the key themes, all that kind of stuff. And I get funny people to riff along as I tell them the story. Yeah, so you can pretend you've read it. Basically,
it's a real fun show. It's one of my favorite podcasts. It's
appreciate
probably
that. Thank you.
It's right up there with Primates. Do Go On and Listen Now. It's a music based podcast, 19 episodes, one for every COVID. And you can listen to the whole back catalogue while you're bunkered down. Get to know one of the legendary Australian bands, Cold Chisel. I really think it's a great project for while you're trapped in your house. Get to know some dirty pub rock and roll. But it's so much more than that. Real versatile band. Five virtuosos in their own fields. Cold Chisel. God damn it. Listen Now Pod. Links to all those shows in the show notes. But the reward you get for supporting these shows on this podcast is I give you a shout out and you get to tell me your favorite Primate or Primate Fact or something like that, and I'll read four out each episode. Firstly, I'd love to thank Nick Lean for his support, and he has written, flipping the genre on its head a bit, but my least favourite primate would have to be the circus monkeys from the Rugrats movie. Huh. I don't know if I've ever seen the Rugrats movie. I love that show.
I have, but
as
I don't remember the circus monkeys.
Yeah. The way Tommy Pickle tries to sacrifice his peanut butter covered baby brother to these creatures of the abyss still haunts me to this day. I haven't seen this film since being a kid, so I'm not 100% this actually happens. Might be worth a watch. Oh,
so that's the Rugrats movie, and that was his younger brother, Dill, that I thought ruined the series.
He was an added character.
He was the Scrappy-Doo of Rugrats.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely ruined it.
Like, jump the shark.
Piss off, Matt. Get him out of there.
Also, Tommy's still very little and in nappies.
Yeah.
And you're already having another baby.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Hey, buy a dinger, mate.
Yeah. Buy a dinger.
Stu, wear a dinger.
Stu. Dude. Yeah, Dee Dee.
That guy was always... Yeah. Dee Dee and Stu. Stu was... He was a mess.
Well, what, were they taking advice from Lipschitz? Or
Good memory.
Charles.
Uncle Drew.
I remember... Drew! It blew my mind as a kid. I'm like, this is so fun. These kids...
It was really
their
good.
Old adventures. I remember the first time I watched it, I'm like, holy shit, this is... It took kids' cartoons up a notch, I reckon.
Mm.
Yeah, good times.
I couldn't read yet, but I used to get home from kinder and watch Rugrats, and when the title came up of what the episode was, I'd go, Mom! To get it to run in and tell me what it said, so that I could maybe, you know, have a go, have a bit of a punt at what the episode might be about.
Right.
Mom, can you read it for me?
That's fun. I'm like, when did Rugrats come out? Because I'm like, I've said my age this episode. Am I telling people that I watched and loved Rugrats and it came out when I was like 35?
I think it went for
came
a long...
came out last year.
I think it ran for a long time, I would guess.
It came out initially... ...1991. Yes, so that makes sense. Thank God. All right.
Till when?
1991 up until 2004.
Yeah, so it did go for a long time. Yeah,
whole,
wow.
A couple of, you know, that's like a whole generation, basically. Yeah. Thank you so much for sending us down memory lane there, Nick. I'd also love to thank Stephen Groom, who writes, my favorite primate is the capuchin called Jack Cruz from the David Lynch short film on Netflix, What Did Jack Do? The monkey is suspected of murder and is interrogated film noir style for 15 minutes by Lynch before he starts singing a song. It's very weird but brilliant. I reckon you wrote that before we did an episode and kind of tore it up a little bit. What did Jack do? It was funny that my two guests both contacted me separately asking to do it.
Oh,
and I'm
great.
Like, oh, it must be some Lynch fans. And it turned out all four of us, me, Evan, Zoe and Ferdy, all... not really big Lynch fans. So I was, anyway. It's funny. I love the idea of people going, I want to come on this podcast and shit on this thing. So listen to that if you haven't. Bit of fun. Sorry, Stephen Groom. I kind of liked it. It was weird. And that's a bit of fun sometimes. But thank you so much for your support. I'd also love to thank Ben Fulton, who writes, have you two haven't seen What Did Jack Do?
No.
You Lynch fans?
Oh, no.
No, I've seen a couple of the movies. Blue Velvet. Mulholland Drive.
I studied Mulholland Drive at uni and I could not follow it.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, which is all, it feels like that's almost like, that's just what it is, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it was a nightmare to try and analyze.
And I didn't know that that's what it was going in. So I'm like, oh, there's all these things building up. I'm like, this is going to be wild how this all comes together. Oh, it doesn't. Oh, I hate you.
Yeah. Thank you for wasting my time.
But I'm pretty sure it was made... Like it ended, the bit at the end was tacked on late or something.
I think they combined two movies
or something. Yeah, something like that. And it was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Mm. Ben Fulton writes, my favorite is between Detective Chimp from the infamous comics or Optimus Primal from Beast Wars and Beast Machine. In fact, it's 100% Optimus. He's the best.
I love that you included us in that thought process.
Yeah, I love that too. Thanks, Ben. We've featured both of those fantastic primates on the show in the past. Great suggestions there. And thank you, Ben. And finally, Joe Haslam writes, my favorite primate is the guardian ape from the 2019 game Sekiro. Oh, Jess, you're a gamer. You'll be into this.
I'm a gamer girl.
Are you familiar with Sekiro?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, great. Well, I'll keep reading and tell me if you want to add anything further.
Yeah, no worries.
It is a huge ganglion ancient ape that has a giant sword impaled through its neck. That sounds painful. It fights you by flailing around its arena, shitting into its hands and throwing it at you and farting. Once defeated, you use the sword stuck in it to sever its head, ending the battle. Only it gets back up, picks up the sword and its now severed head and gets back to fighting you. He's a real dickhead.
Okay.
That's your favourite primate.
Someone you later describe as a dickhead.
That sounds like a real love-hate relationship, yeah. Joe.
Well, it's, you know, love's complicated.
I think that says more about you, Joe, than it does about Guardian Ape.
Yeah,
agreed. I'm not even sure I believe some of this description now. You seem like one of those, what do you call them, Dave? Something-something narrators?
Unreliable.
You're an unreliable narrator, Joe. Glad you're around, Dave.
Yeah, he's so handy.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. That pretty much brings us to the end of the episode. Please give us a review. We're in the last couple of months of the show. We're going up to 100 episodes before we go on hiatus. But the rest of April is huge. All from now on, I think it's all films. And they're, you know, as expected, some of the biggest ape films of all time. And I look forward to getting stuck into them. If you want to, please give us a review. You can do that on your apps or whatever. Where can people find you two?
At Do Go On Pod. That's the podcast we do.
Yeah, or check us out.
Jess Perkins on social media, because there's not a lot happening at the moment. So that's really the only place to find me.
The one you really want him to go to on is Instagram.
Instagram. I want to hit 10K on Instagram.
And how's that tracking?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked for a while.
But upwards, right?
Oh, yes.
You're not losing them.
No, no, no.
You're gaining.
They're gaining slowly.
That's so good. And Dave, Do Go On and Book Cheat,
and
the
Book
main
Cheat, yeah, check out Book Cheat. And we've done a few fun classics this year. Matt, you were on an episode recently as well.
Yeah, I did a double recently about A Tale of Two Cities, mm-hmm. and I loved it. It was so much fun, even though the only comment I've seen a listener say about it was negative. But still, I had a very good time.
That's all that matters.
I did a lot of off-topic stuff, which would have been frustrating. I actually assumed Dave would have done a good edit on it, but I'm guessing he probably didn't.
What if I told you I had? No, we had fun. We had a bit of fun.
People can find Primates at Primates Pod on all the main social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Probably would just about say don't bother emailing. I have not checked that in quite a while. I'll do it before we wrap up. If you really have some thoughts there, primatespod@gmail.com. And that brings us to the end of the episode. We always riff a sign off at the end of the show, Primates related. So I'll say thank you so much for joining us, Dave and Jess. And as we always say here at Primates Podcast,
bubbles forever! We love you, bubbles!
I like Oopsie.
Team Oopsie.
Team Oopsie.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.